Waterloo Region achieved a COVID-19 vaccination milestone on Thursday as more than 90% of eligible residents have received at least one dose. However, there are still many who are proving to be hesitant or outright refusing to roll up their sleeves. During Friday's community COVID-19 update, Medical Officer of Health Dr. Xu Li Wang said approximately 77,000 eligible residents have not been fully immunized. The region's vaccine rollout lead, Vicky Murray, said in order to get second dose coverage to 90%, about 20,683 second shots need to be administered. Out of those, approximately 10,000 people are eligible right now for a second shot but haven't completed their sequence yet. The remaining are set to become eligible over the next month. While we are pleased to see the 90% milestone for first doses, we do encourage everyone who is eligible for a second dose now to get that dose as soon as possible, said Murray. She noted the 7-day rolling average for shots administered in Waterloo Region is around 900 per day. Pharmacies are becoming more popular as well. Murray said in August, community pharmacies accounted for 32% of total daily doses administered. In September, it was 52%. So far this month, they're at 59%. Mobile vaccination outreach efforts are also proving successful, as Murray noted that this past Wednesday, 47% of doses given on buses were first doses. Dr. Xu Li Wang noted there are still approximately 82,000 children under the age of 12 in Waterloo Region who are not yet eligible for a vaccine. Therefore, it remains critical that we maintain certain public health precautions while we continue to work towards the highest rates of immunization possible in our community, said Dr. Wang. COVID-19 trends in Waterloo Region have stabilized, and as a result, the region is shifting back to a Monday to Friday reporting model for COVID-19. That means no more weekend updates starting October 16. We will continue to update our case numbers and our dashboard Mondays to Fridays at 1:30 p.m. as usual, with data that are current as of 11:59 p.m. the previous day, explained Dr. Wang. Dr. Wang says Delta remains a risk due to its high transmissibility, especially to groups who remain unvaccinated. She says there are close to 160 Kelvins residents in WR who have not been fully immunized, or who are not yet eligible for the vaccine. Aaron Anderson, at Aaron Bailey_A, October 15, 2021.